leaves are brown, and the sky is gray.
Well, the autumn colors are mostly gone across the state, but there are still plenty of ways to enjoy what's left of the season before the snow flies. In earnest, anyway, and we haul out the skis, sleds, and snowshoes. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, November 1st. Every Friday at this time, we celebrate life in Wisconsin. And once a month, our Tell Joy Where to Go travel consultant, Gary Knowles, stops by with a long list of events and activities that we might enjoy. And it's time for the November edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. What's happening in your region in November? What events or activities are you looking forward to? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Gary Knowles is the Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers, and he is a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer, and he is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning. Boy, what a great month to be here, huh?
Yeah.
It's transition month.
Yeah, it is transition month. As for the leaves are maybe still a little bit of muted color here and there, but I was in Wausau last weekend. That was my Tell Joy Where to Go assignment. I went to Wausau for a reunion of Channel 7 people. I used to work at Channel 7, but also went to the top of Rib Mountain, and I went up on the observatory tower and got to see some, you know, beautiful scenery, but the colors were past peak.
The leaves are pretty well gone up there, I assume.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are still a few pockets around the state. I know the state tourism office issued their last fall color report yesterday, I think it was, and they said, well, it's pretty much over. There's a few pockets here and there, and they're right, there are. But if you go out there and you drive, you'll see some really pretty color, and it's a nice time of the year to be out anyway.
Oh, it sure is. And I said that there's plenty to do before the snow flies. There was some snow flying already this month.
I've heard that. Yeah, I heard a report about it last week. My wife told me on the phone. She said there were flurries in Madison.
Yeah, there was flurries in Madison, but there was some snow sticking to the ground. I saw some photos from Ashland. So.
Yeah, I saw some on Madeline Island where mm-hmm. they had a white covering up there.
Well, you were not in the snow because you were in Mississippi, weren't you, Carrie?
I was down in shrimp country, thank goodness. But I'll tell you, it was fun. I think, Joy, I may have eaten my weight in shrimp and oysters down there and down on the Gulf and had a great time there.
You were there because the Travel Writers Association was
the Society of American Travel Writers annual convention was held down there. And it really is quite an exciting place, more than I even expected. Great art down there, and got to go to a really neat Mardi Gras museum down in Ocean Springs area down there and Bay St. Louis.
Oh, cool. Well, I know that I also saw that you shared with us on our Wisconsin event sampler. And I saw it on your Facebook page, too, Gary, that there is a travel auction going on with the Society of Travel Writers, and there are some interesting Wisconsin places.
Yeah, you know, Joy, the one neat thing about this auction versus others is that it really, all the items are donated by people from all across the United States. So you've got really a big variety of things, including some really neat ones. Like here in Wisconsin, we have an Apostle Islands getaway that includes a cruise and a couple of nights lodging. There's a Blue Harbor getaway to Sheboygan over in that area. And there's a Walker House getaway in Mineral Point, Wisconsin. All of them include a couple of nights lodging usually and some really neat stuff. So I would say, and it's open to anybody, the website is on the listing that we have. So by all means, check it out. You may find just that dream vacation you've been looking for there.
Yeah, and we highlighted the Wisconsin places because we focus on Wisconsin on this hour, but
right.
Yeah, there's places all over the world where you can bid. So where do you want to go, Gary?
Well, I love the Apostle Islands, and I could go there. I wouldn't mind doing the Walker House one either, because the Walker House is one of the oldest buildings in the state that has been an inn for years. 1836, I think it was originally constructed. So that would be good. And I really do like Blue Harbor. I've been up there in Sheboygan, and that's really nice, right on Lake Michigan. So yeah. Any of those would be fine with me.
Sounds good. Now, did you eat your share of Halloween candy last night?
Well, I didn't eat a lot of Halloween candy. I ate a little bit because the kids weren't coming real fast. You know, I thought it might age if I let it sit there too long. So I had a couple of peanut butter cups, and I'll admit to that. But for the most part, I handed out little lights to kids and gave kids lights and glow bands that they could put on their wrists.
Well,
and they were pretty happy with that. Most
yeah.
of them were young. Didn't get many teenagers last night, but it was a fun night.
Well, that does sound like fun. And now most of the spooky stuff is over in the state. That was big for last month. But I noticed here that there was at least one thing going on, maybe a couple that have to do with ghost stories or things that go bump in the night.
Well, there are, and up in Phillips they're doing ghost stories in the park after dark, and that goes on this evening up there at 7 o'clock. So the spookiness hasn't ended there yet. And the other place that kind of intrigued me is in Madison at the Barrymore Theater, where it's the 7th annual Night of the Dead, where they have some great local bands coming in who are really good. They're good cover bands. They're doing like James Brown. They've got the Smokin' Bandits in there, the Candy Makers. Some really neat some bands are coming to the Barrymore, and that's tonight as well.
Oh, and it looks like there's going to be a tribute to Gary Garcia or something.
Jerry
like...
and thus the Dead, I guess,
yes, right?
But Jerry Garcia band tribute, and that's supposed to be really good. So it should be kind of fun over at the Barrymore.
Well, that does sound good. Looking at your event sampler, which, by the way, we will post eventually on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and we'll tweet it, but we having a few technical difficulties at this moment, but we will put it up there. I see that there seems to be a lot of holiday arts and crafts fair starting up already.
Boy, the month is kind of the month of art and craft, is right. And there are neat things like, you know, if we can actually even move just a little off of the state down to the Quad Cities, they've got a real neat sort of a Fall Mississippi River Art District run that goes on from down the Davenport area, just, you know, down along the Mississippi River. And that takes place this weekend. And it includes something like 30 artists down there. And so that ought to be pretty good. But there are all kinds of other smaller arts and crafts fairs as well. This weekend, Cambridge has an arts and craft fair, and it's the 31st annual in Cambridge, Wisconsin, so that ought to be kind of good. If you get over to Mineral Point, they have what they call a local treasures night, and that's going on Saturday night, and it includes a lot of the local artists and writers and people who've got talent will be in the various stores and art galleries over there. And they even have one place that's going to be offering samples of Hook's award-winning cheeses. So
that's
another kind of an art, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, speaking of, there are some food festivals. It looks like there are some film festivals. We'll talk about all the very many fun things to do in and around the state of Wisconsin for the month of November. This is the November edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Gary shares with us a bunch of recommended events or activities, and we welcome your suggestions too. 1-800-642-1234. What's happening in your neck of the woods? Is there any particular event or activity that you have circled on your November calendar? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales Corners, Slades Corners, Abel's Corners, Newburgh Corners, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut. I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy.
This is the November edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles, and we are welcoming your questions about things going on in and around Wisconsin in the month of November, and we're welcoming your recommendations. I often ask you to tell me where to go. And I'm not sure where I'm going to go in November. Gary, I usually pick at least one region of the state and do something that I haven't done before. And I've been traveling around Wisconsin since January. And last month, my trip was to the Wausau area. And I did see the, you know, Rib Mountain. And I stopped at the Schmeekly Reserve in Stevens Point on my way back.
Oh, okay.
That's a very pretty area. The month before, I was in Trempealeau. I did my Great River Road ride and really enjoyed that. And every month, I've done something a little bit different and traveled somewhere in a different region of the state. I'm not sure what I'm going to do this particular month. Do you have any recommendations?
Well, I have an idea for you. Saturday night. Now, I know you're a big cat fancier.
I am.
And so maybe you'll want to go to Seymour, where they have the Barn Cat Bash, they call it. And they're raising money up there for Cats Anonymous, which is a nonprofit group that I guess they travel the countryside and neuter cats.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you're a cat, you don't want to see that car coming, probably.
But it's a good worthy cause.
It really is.
And so the Barn Cat Bash will be music and dancing and some barn cats?
Yeah, and they're gonna have neat stuff. Like, they have an apple pie baking contest with pies that you can buy up there. They're going to have a horse parade of all kinds of horses, and Rosie the miniature horse will be there. If you want to get your picture taken with Rosie, you can do that. And they said bring a picture of your pet, because they have I guess it's a an animal ESP expert there, Deborah Pointer, who will read your picture and tell you what your dog or cat is thinking about you. So,
well,
that might be kind of fun.
Interesting.
And that's in Seymour on Saturday night. So,
you know, my Great River Road trip was enjoyable, but it did rain on that particular day, and our travel time was cut short a little bit. So I didn't get to see as much of the region that I wanted to. And I understand I have another opportunity with some wine tasting going on.
Yeah, actually, the 9th and 10th, the Upper Great River Road 75th Annual Holiday Harvest Wine and Food Festival. They need more words in that name. But it's a big event up there, and it kind of winds its way around old Prescott, Stockholm, Alma, Fountain City, Trempealeau, kind of the upper Great River Road in Wisconsin. But some really neat places up there, beautiful scenery if you get good weather. I mean, even if you get rain, it's not too bad, but it's not the same. And yeah, they have great foods and wine and pairing going on up there. So well worth checking that one out, too.
What about beer and cheese and other foods?
Oh, yeah, we've got a festive ale taking place. And the Janesville Festive Ale, they call it, is going to be taking place on the 9th, which is next Saturday. It's a week from Saturday. And they have a whole bunch of craft brewers, something like 100 of them coming in from the microbrews, bringing in stuff. And it's a big benefit over there. That's going to be kind of fun, too. It's down in Janesville at the Holiday Inn Express. And as always, you'll get a glass and a lot of opportunity to sip out of it. So it ought to be pretty good.
Well, this one looks intriguing. This is different. I don't think I've ever been to a pickle festival.
Yeah, West Bend, they're going to pickle stuff up there and probably pickle everything but pickles. They say it's pickling beyond the cucumber, and I guess we all enjoy pickles and cucumbers, but they're talking about maybe grapes, carrots, onions, green beans. I wonder if they're going to do Brussels sprouts.
Those are good.
I love pickled
you
Brussels
put those
sprouts.
In Bloody Marys.
I do.
Sure. I've had pickled asparagus and pickled beans, dilly beans, I think they call them.
Now that you mention it, that pickling sounds kind of good, doesn't
it? Right, so that's in West Bend on the
6th.
Okay.
And that must be about a Thursday or something, huh? And it's at the Old Courthouse Museum, and they're going to have a bunch of samples up there, so you can actually sample some of them and learn how to pickle. So that could be kind of fun.
And I see this weekend in Madison, there's the Wisconsin Cheese Originals Festival.
Yeah, the Cheese Originals is a real big festival, and that's a really good one. It's kind of the coming out party for a lot of Wisconsin's artisan cheeses that are being made now. And boy, this state has really taken off in terms of, you know, not only great cheese made from cow milk, but we've got sheep milk and goat milk and combinations thereof. You get things like Carr Valley, where They're just, you know, they're working on all kinds of things up there. So yeah, there's you know, Hooks down in Mineral Point, and Sargento even up in Plymouth, Wisconsin, doing some really good stuff. So Cheese Festival is a great time to sample and get a sense of what's out there.
Yeah, lots of food things going on, too. I see that there's going to be a special event at the Wollersheim Winery coming up a little bit later in the month on November the 21st.
Yeah, on the 21st and then also on the 23rd. On the 21st is the actual first commemorative tasting of their new wine for this year. The Ruby Nouveau comes out, and you can go up there, and Philippe Cucard usually taps a little keg of it, and you can get a sample and really taste it. And then they actually release the bottled wine on Saturday is the official release day for it. And so you can go up and you can get some samples that day, too. But it's the new wine. It goes great, actually, with the Thanksgiving meals and wild game and turkey and things like that. So good opportunity to go up and celebrate that kind of an event.
I'm Joy Cardine talking with Gary Knowles about the many things that we can do and see and have fun doing in the state of Wisconsin in the month of November. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We welcome your participation. We welcome your recommendations. I will be going for sure. Travels will take me to Shawano this month.
Oh, really?
Of all things, a girlfriend's birthday is going on, and we don't nobody lives in Shawano, but it was sort of a centrally located area where we'll all meet. But anything in that region, Gary, that's going
well,
on?
Well, I don't have anything particular in Shawano. I know that Green Bay has some things going on at the end of the month. I know Green Bay has a neat train event going on up there.
Okay.
They have, I believe they have a holiday train taking place up at the Train Museum, and the Polar Express, it's called, and it starts actually on the 29th of November, but it's a good opportunity to go up and take a ride on the National Railroad's Polar Express run that kind of goes around their whole facility up there.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. It looks like that's going to be the very last weekend of November and through early December. So, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I will be spending a day in my hometown of Appleton, and I've certainly certainly been to that region before, so I don't consider that a Tell Joy Where to Go assignment. But I see that not in the Fox Valley, but there are a lot of film festivals going on.
Well, there's at least two really, really good ones, big ones that are taking place. Not that the others aren't good, but the two major ones that are taking place, the 7th through the 10th is the Driftless Film Festival, and that includes really neat theaters in some communities in the Southwest, Platteville, Baraboo, Spring Green, Mineral Point, Boscobel, Lancaster, Prairie du Sac, and they've got a whole range of really neat-looking films ranging from a movie about circus life to 50 Lakes, One Island. We got the whole list that'll be eventually appearing in the listing that you'll be putting up. But that'll be pretty good. It's the 7th to the 10th. And the good thing there is for $22, you can buy a pass that will get you into every film there that you can make it to. So
cool.
That's a good bargain when you consider how much you pay to go see a feature film these days. And then there's a big water film festival taking place up in Washburn, Wisconsin.
A water film festival?
Well, big water, they call it. Yeah, the Big Water Film Festival. And it's on the big water up there.
Oh, I see.
I don't have the listing of films, but I know they always have a real good good menu of films up there.
Yeah, it's not on your list of events, but I know that there is another film festival, Tales from Planet Earth. It's going to be today through Sunday in Madison, showcasing environmental films.
Okay, I didn't get that one, but
yeah,
great.
Yeah, and I think we know about that, too, because I'm pretty sure that we will be hearing more about that on 45 North this morning from 10 until 11. So that'll be a topic here on the IDEAS
Network. We got to keep talking to each other. That's great. Glad to hear it.
Yeah, that's good. And I did find an event that I can go to. I am going to be in Appleton on the 8th during the day. And I see that in the evening, or maybe it is during the day, Yeah, okay. It's Ladies Night on the Fox. Hey.
That should be good. It's a fashion show, and they're going to have artist items, food, music, and I suppose a kind of a runway show, I would guess. And it's at the Atlas Coffee Mill and Art Gallery. So, yeah, that ought to be good. I like Appleton. And, you know, if nothing else, you can go to the Houdini Museum over there, or go over to the County Museum and see if you can escape, right?
Yeah. That's actually, of all things, I have not been to the Houdini exhibit.
Oh, you haven't seen it? It is really good. And I love Appleton, great little Wisconsin city that a lot of times it gets overlooked because it's kind of on the way to places. But, well worth a stop.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other place, I have been to just about every region of the state this year. I started this in January. And I did go to Northwest Wisconsin, but the area of Northwest Wisconsin that I didn't spend a lot of time in is the Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls area.
Oh, okay.
So maybe during the news you can, even if it's not on your list, you can help me out with some things I might want to see or do in that region. And maybe listeners can too. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are talking with Gary Knowles for this November edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Gary, by the way, will be on the show again the day after Thanksgiving to talk about some alternatives to the mobs at the stores and in the malls, and maybe some ways we can enjoy some more relaxing, quieter holiday activities. That's going to be Gary's next appearance the day after Thanksgiving. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha.
I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 6:36 on this Friday, November the 1st. Happy November. We'll continue to take your questions about your recommendations for November events and activities in Wisconsin during this November edition of Tell Joy Where to Go in just a few minutes. But first, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Black bears are common in northern and central Wisconsin, but most are shy, elusive creatures. Carrie Rothbard once saw a bear outside her cabin and found herself entranced by the sight.
There's a bear outside my window. He's standing no more than a foot or two from the glass, watching me, eyes level with my own. I see him in pieces at first, shiny round black eyes, then a fist-sized nose with flawlessly circular nostrils. It's only when his fur, dense, straight, and bristly as a new crew cut, emerges from the landscape that it hits me, and I stutter, "Bear! Oh my God, it's a bear!" It's been almost a year since I first visited this tiny glove of a cabin close on the shores of Big Lake St. Germain, 500 square feet on a mixed wooded lot. Daily visitors include raccoons, deer, eagles, loons, and sometimes turkeys. But my first-hand encounters with bears have been infrequent, and generally from a distance. My brain isn't used to making sense of bears. And it's a strange experience all the same, to look at something and not know what you're looking at, and then to watch yourself looking and not knowing. I think I'm glimpsing something of what my father must have felt when his cognitive abilities in drastic decline, considering my husband one day, Dad said to me coyly, "Now what do we like to call this one?" And how do I make sense, after all, of a bear who is looking at me? My dictionary says that social context provides the symbols of representation and linguistic expression for the world we live in. But what my brain pulls up for bear does not match the image of this beautiful, unthreatening perfection that I see before me. Or this feeling of rapture, of titillating excitement and deep love for this bear. Or maybe it's for life, the force of it that flows between us as we stare for several seconds into one another's eyes. For all the cognitive power of my brain, there are no words or concepts that explain the felicity that fills me as I take in the beauty of this bear, who is not threat or nuisance or other, but my partner in this moment. I'm still looking at the bear, but he's lost interest in me. He's turning away, One subtle shift of his shoulders and hips, and before my thoughts can catch up, he slips halfway across the lot. In the time it takes my body to move the 3 steps from cabin window to door and then outside, he's gone. Then I'm standing where he's been, picking up the feeder with its suet, studying the ground for an imprint. It's as if he'd never been here, but for my unrequited love.
Carrie Rothbard is a writer who lives, rides horses, and cares for wildlife and other small creatures in Madison, Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, you can visit our website at wisconsinlife.org and find us on Facebook. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 20 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, November 1st. We are talking, as we do once a month, usually the very beginning or very end of a month, Gary Knowles, Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers, and he is also a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer. And he is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs, where he shares with us a lot of fun fall events and activities, things that are going on in the state of Wisconsin and around the state of Wisconsin in the month of November. And we invite you to add to the list at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on our Facebook page, The Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So, Gary, did you ever have a close encounter with a bear?
Well, it got me to thinking, Joy, about, you know, there's going to be some people looking straight into the eyes of the bears not too long from now on Monday night up in Green Bay when the Chicago Bears come to visit. And I don't think it'll be quite so romantic or quite so much so friendly when the Packers and the Bears square off up there.
That's right. The Monday night football with the Packers.
Monday night football, yeah. And the Bears are really neat. That was kind of a neat romanticized version of it. And I've had some bears run through my cottage lot when I've been up on Madeline Island. And it's a fascinating thing, and I don't think I've ever gotten quite that ethereal about it.
Yeah, right. But it's nice Wisconsin's wonderful in that you can have close encounters with wildlife quite a bit. And I don't see many bear around Madison, but I have certainly run into lots of wild turkeys. And just the other day, I had to break for a raccoon that was lumbering across the street. But, do you have any close encounters with wildlife, a place that you hike or something like that? You can let us know about that. You can let us know. You know, another thing I think we can get listeners to share with us is there are all these arts and crafts fairs going on, a holiday in anticipation of the holidays. And maybe you have a particular one that you like to go to or a particular local artist that you like to buy from during the holidays. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Oh, we have some callers. Let's go to Judith in Burlington. Hi, Judith.
Hi. Welcome to Burlington. We're
having any bears down there, Judith?
Well, we're not having any bears at our Mystery Objects event, but the Logic Puzzle Museum has its 13th annual Mystery Objects, and it's all hands-on, and we invite you to come and try out to figure out 150 different objects. There are parts, tools, pieces, some antiques, curiosities, and you can pick them all up, and we have a clue by each item, except there's some things we don't even know what they are.
Well, that's neat. Now, what's the weirdest thing you've got down there?
Well, we can't tell you the name of it, of course, but we have something that will make your hands blue, not literally, but it would if you were actually using it. There's an object that keeps your clothes clean that's a stick, and you have to figure out what it is, you know, and you can pick it up and handle it and turn it about. There's something that you use to transport something in a cold region that usually mystifies everybody until we give them a few clues. And it's a really neat family thing, you know, because you can pick the stuff up and handle it, and some are antiques, but not everything, and people always figure out at least a few things right away.
And you do this every year, don't you?
Every year. It goes for 15 days this year. We keep extending how long we have it because people like to come. And one of our mornings is already sold out with a bus tour, so check out the hours on the website.
Great.
And Judith, I missed where this is going to be.
Burlington, Burlington, Wisconsin, near Lake Geneva.
Right, but where in Burlington?
Oh, in the Logic Puzzle Museum.
Okay.
And that's on the website, too. And that's right downtown.
Sounds like fun.
Is that near the Yo-Yo Museum, Judith?
Well, there's two museums in our building. So there's no yo-yos at this event. This is mystery objects. And it all has to do with fun thinking and figuring out stuff. And it's neat. People kind of argue and debate and figure out, oh, this turns. No, you couldn't do that because that wouldn't fit. And people remember things, share stories. It's really quite impressive, all the thinking that goes on. But don't tell anyone that. Just think of it as fun.
Sounds like fun, Judith. Thank you so much. Yeah, I certainly can put that on the list. That's not too far away.
Right, Burlington.
I did make a trip to Lake Geneva in these Tell Joy Where to Go travels, but I did not spend much time in Burlington, which I meant to, so that was definitely is a place to go. And Arnett in Edmond is with us. Hi, Arnett.
Hi, Joy. Our farm is just 6 miles west of Dodgeville, and we have had several bears out here. One was on our neighbor's porch. They thought it was a raccoon and opened the door to find a bear out there.
Hello.
And then just a few weeks later, that bear chased my husband, but it knocked a fence over, and by the time he could get a camera, of course, it was gone. But we do have bear out in this neck of the woods. And also, this is a perfect segue for the Packers. Iowa County Humane Society is having a tailgate, T-A-I-L, which, of course, for our dogs, next weekend, November 10th, at the Dodger Bowl in Dodgeville. And it's going to be a silent auction, which we have every year. We're also having a raffle. We have great prizes, a 52-inch TV, some cash, a golf package. And it's going to be $10 at the door, but you don't have to pay that if you don't want to have the chili. But we're going to have all-you-can-eat chili. It's going to be a really fun day, 10 to 3, I believe. I don't have the flyer up at the house with me. So anyway, if anybody wants to come to that and participate, and I hear Lady is part of the family around there, which is nice to hear.
Well, Arnett knows, I think, that we adopted our dog Lady more than 10 years ago from the Iowa County Humane Society.
Which is still a no-kill shelter. We have a huge participation from Dane County from people.
Where is it located?
It's right in Dodgeville. I think it's YZ, just down from Pizza Hut, between Pizza Hut and Farm and Fleet, if you're familiar with Dodgeville.
Can't get too lost in Dodgeville,
no,
can you?
No, what we always brag to our kids who live in bigger cities that there's only 3 stoplights in the whole county, and one of them's new. But anyway, quickly, I don't want to take up too much time. On Tuesday the 12th, Soli Sapori, which is a fantastic Italian restaurant in Mount Horeb, is doing their annual spaghetti supper for the Iowa County Humane Society. And all of this information can be found on Facebook and on our website.
So Sounds great, Arnett. Thank you.
Please support the Humane Society. Thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Arnett. And I did go to an Iowa County Humane Society fundraiser. It might have been the month before last.
Great.
And I was tempted to bring home many more pets.
That's the thing about it, isn't it? There's so many neat animals they're saving there.
Speaking of chili, that is something that I am doing this weekend. I was asked to be a judge at a chili cook-off. But here's the twist. It's a vegan chili cook-off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so which is okay with me because I am mostly vegetarian. And so I am going to be tasting, I don't know, like 8 or 10 different kinds of chili.
Well, that sounds great.
And it's the 10th annual chili cook-off. It's going to be at the East Side Club in Madison on Saturday night.
I may want to go to that one.
Yeah, you could go.
That sounds good. Yeah,
I'll put some details up on the Facebook page. It is a fundraiser as well, but you can hear some music, you can have some vegan chili, and I think there's raffles and things like that going on too.
Well, that's great. I came across a recipe just looking online a couple days ago for a sweet potato chili.
Oh, that sounds
good. Sounded pretty interesting. I'm going to try to make that.
Yeah, there are a lot of fine Madison restaurants that are participating that are making the vegan chili from a lot of places like the Green Owl. I wish I had the list in front of me. I don't, but I will put it on our Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles. This is the November edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. And we are welcoming your suggestions of things to do, an event or an activity that you are looking forward to doing in November. Is there an arts and crafts fair or a holiday fair coming up that you're planning on shopping at, or maybe even as a artist or craftsperson participating in? How do you enjoy autumn this time of year when the colors are faded from our trees, but the snow has yet to fly? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the November edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles. And boy, Gary, things are quiet today. I'm not sure if people are, stayed up too late with trick-or-treating or
Well, we got to ring the wake-up bell, I think, yeah, at the beginning of the program. But I think it's just the darkness, Joy, you know. It's getting darker earlier.
We're going to fall back this weekend, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. So maybe that'll wake them up.
Yeah, and I suppose it's, this is kind of a time of year. There's still things to do, but November's kind of, it is kind of that transition between beautiful fall and beautiful winter, I guess.
And art and craft sales.
Yeah, lots of arts and craft sales going on, that's for sure. I asked you before news if there's anything you could recommend that I do in somewhere in the Eau Claire area. Now, I've been there before in my life, but I've never made it a Tell Joy Where to Go destination, and I'd like to.
I really like Eau Claire. It's a great city in Wisconsin. And on the 16th, they're having their 6th annual upscale market and boutique, they call it. And that's going to be on Porter Avenue up there. But they're going to have Brazilian art, Mexican wares, silver, jewelry, all kinds of neat things for sale. But as long as you're up there, you might want to head up to Chippewa Falls and, of course, do the Liney's tour and sample some of the beers that they're making up there. It's a really good tour.
A friend recommended. You've got to go on the Liney's tour.
Yeah, so. and then Carson Park, even though I think the Paul Bunyan Museum up there, the logging museum, will probably be closed by the time you get there, Carson Park is a real neat park and well worth a visit if you get to Eau Claire. And then also, I would take Highway 178. There's a beautiful drive. Take Highway 178 from Eau Claire up to Cornell, and it kind of follows along the river up there. And it's just a beautiful drive. And along the way, there's a bridge it's got a wooden platform. You can drive across it. And it's kind of one of those things that'll send your heart up into your throat as you drive across the wooden bridge across the river. But, and I think it's called the Cobbin Bridge, if I'm not mistaken. But, it's kind of a fun place, and it's always kind of neat hanging out in Eau Claire anyway.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. Thank you for that. We have an email from Mark who says, November 9-10 at the State Fair Park, one of the largest model train shows in the country.
It's Train Fest. Yeah, Train Fest 2013. And we do have that on our list. And, all the kids and the old kids, no matter how old you are, you can't ever not get that train out of your system, I think, because Train Fest is a huge thing. They had something like 23,000 families over there last year, I think. 60 intricately detailed running railroads that are all set up over there. So if you're a train fan at all, Train Fest in Milwaukee would be a good place to go at State Fair Park.
Hey, are there those train rides being offered in North Freedom? Are they the Santa Express things, things?
They have the Santa Express. Starts November 30th, and actually it runs, I think, into December. Mid-Continent up there has trains running all the time. I think there's probably the end of the kind of the fall color trains. They do some of those as well, and I think they end in November, and then they pick up with the Santa trains up in North Freedom. So that should be kind of fun, too.
Yeah.
And that's really a neat place to visit anytime you get up there. And we already mentioned the Polar Express in Green Bay, and that ought to be a good train ride. And, I thought there was one more. There is one more in Spooner. They have Santa's Pizza Party train rides, and they kind of start on the 23rd of November and go into December where you get on the train and you can get some pizza and take a really neat ride up in Northwest Wisconsin.
You got to have pizza if you're
going to. Yeah, you got. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We have Kathy with us in Cameron. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I wanted to tell you about our church bazaar tomorrow afternoon in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, at
okay.
the Methodist Church. And the Lutheran Church is having one also. Theirs starts a little earlier, and they have lefse, and so do we.
Lutefisk? You got to have a lutefisk there?
No, sorry. I think there is an Ole and Lena lutefisk meal tomorrow, too, though, north of town at
oh,
a church.
Oh, okay.
So it's that time of year. We have a bakery area, deli, where people bring, like, homemade sauerkraut and soups. And fudge and cookies and
that sounds perfect.
Yeah,
a little tea room. You do have to buy a ticket for the tea room when we have the little finger cookies. It's only like $2.50 to go into that.
Oh,
then,
wow! You got to charge more. You're not charging enough.
Yeah, right. Well, that's a lot of work in there, but
yeah,
it's kind of a traditional thing. It's been going on for at least 40 years and. Something new, though, that we started a few years ago, we call it Grandma's Attic, where people have just given things that maybe you'd find in your grandma's attic, some antique or vintage, just kind of little off-cast things, too, that maybe if you wanted to try to redo.
Are those for sale? Or?
Yes, yes, everything's for sale. And
thank you very much, Kathy.
That's
so
great.
I'm sorry, it is the church bazaar in Rice Lake at what church now?
The United Methodist Church.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate the call. I think that's great. That is sort of, you know, that's a tradition in Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah, that is nice.
Sharon in Minocqua, we're running short of time, but what do you have going on?
Well, very quickly, I work for the Northwoods Wildlife Center, and we are very grateful to the Black Bear Bar, who is hosting us this Monday night, to watch the Packers versus the Bears game.
That's funny.
This is the Black Bear Bar at on Highway 70.
Oh,
it
yeah, good place.
For the Northwoods. Yeah, it's a fun place. It's a fundraiser for the Northwoods Wildlife Center. We're an animal hospital where we take care of injured animals, you know, our wildlife of the Northwoods. And the event starts at 5 o'clock. We have a number of raffle items. And the other thing, too, just to remind people, Minocqua is always, no matter what time of the year, a great place to visit. It is, the lakes are still open. They're still fishing. It's still beautiful up here. The Northwoods Wildlife Center is probably one of the few places that, you know, we stay open. We're open 365 days a year. If you would like to have a tour of the facility.
Sharon, you know what? I would, and I will contact you the next time I get to the Minocqua area, and I plan to get to the Minocqua area, too. Thank you so much.
Great place.
Gary, we have less than 30 seconds. Was there
I would say Sheboygan. Now, Sheboygan on the 9th, Elvis and Orbison are both going to be up there at the theater,
ooh,
at the Wheel Theater, Wheel Center, Stephanie Wheel.
I just saw Robin Cherry light up there for a second because she's a big Elvis fan. So
this is a good one.
Might have to go there.
It's on the 9th.
It's on the 9th.
In Sheboygan. Yeah, well worth doing that.
Gary, thanks a lot for being here.
Yeah, a pleasure.
Gary Knowles, Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers. Thanks to Bill Martins, Christy Taylor, and Robin Cherry, who produced this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.